Hello and welcome back to the TTD, the Tani Talk Stuff, the Shir where we talk a daf lesson a day. In a few minutes your way, we're looking at Rosh Hashanah 31, some fascinating Gemaras about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's life and about the fact that he instituted different institutions, different ideas, and different recommendations, and talking about how the Beis Din moved a couple of times and how the Shekhinah moved a couple of times, ultimately departing from us in Israel before we got exiled, and of course talking about where the Sanhedrin went. Talking about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, this great, great man, this great sage, many stories abound about him in the Talmud. Of course, he single-handedly saved world Jewry by instituting that the Chachamim, the learning, the lifeboat of the Jewish people should move to Yavne. Rabbi Forman has an excellent explanation about it on Aleph Beta. And Rabbi Yochanan was single-handedly able to save the world Jewry by figuring out how the Judaism should continue to exist. The Gemara explains how he faked his own death, and he met the general who was about to be emperor, and the general didn't know, but Rabbi Yochanan, of course, knew. The emperor was so impressed, he granted him three things, so he wanted to save Rav Tzadok, who was fasting, to try to avert the decree of destruction. And he also wanted to save the house of the Navi, Nasi Rabbi Gamliel, and wanted to save the Jewry by moving it to Yavne. And he did all three things. Some sages say maybe he should have done more, maybe less, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to push his luck. But anyway, the Gemara talks about different things he instituted as per the time. Some things like carrying using the lulav all the days of Sukkot, and about, you know, different decrees about where the Beis Din should be, and things like that. And then the Gemara talks about, in a brisa, all the years of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai totaled 120 years. During the first 40 years, he engaged in business. During the next 40 years, he learned Torah. And only during his last 40 years did he teach Torah and promulgate laws. And those were the years when he was able to spread Torah even more and figure out which things should be done for the time period that they were living in. But the idea to think about, it was a third of his life. 120 years, 40 of those years was engaged in this, similar to Rabbi Akiva, who also had three time periods. And at the age of 40, he started and he learned for many years, and then he was able to be a sage to the masses for many years. But also the idea of 40, and it teaches the idea that it's never too late. Rav Yochanan could have said, "Ah, man, I've been dealing with business in 40 years, and it takes me 40 years to learn. I'm already 80 years old. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?" But really, that's not what he said. Rabbi Yochanan went on to become one of the greatest sages, one of the most impressive sages mentioned in the Talmud. He single-handedly was involved in compiling the Yerushalmi. Also, we know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was involved in the Mishnah, Ravina and Ravashi, excuse me, were involved in compiling the Gemara, and I believe Rabbi Yochanan himself was involved in compiling the Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yochanan was a fascinating person. He comes to teach us that things are never too late. Also, Rabbi Akiva comes to teach us things are never too late. He started learning at 40 years old, the alphabet, with the school children in first grade or kindergarten, whatever they had back then. But really, we should learn, it's never too late. It's never too late. People say, "Ah, I'm too old already, I'm not going to do Daf Yomi. Ah, it's too late in life, I can't do Shemekah." That's not true. It's never too late. You could always join, you could always jump on the bandwagon. I think at the CMA Shas, they were talking about how someone was extremely well on in years and joined the Daf Yomi cycle this time and was zocha to finish it at such an advanced age, while there was someone very young. Also, anything can be done at any single age. Rav Yochanan teaches us, it's never too late. Look how great you could rise. Look how much you could accomplish. Look how much you could get done. If you just set your mind to it, you just get things involved and figure out to look at the times you're living in, what could be done to help the people, what could be done to contribute to the masses. Remember, it's never too late. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 32 here on the TTD.